Thank you to everyone who contributed on Patreon to make this special Christmas episode possible. Before the episode begins, I'd like to dedicate this episode to one of our fans who was such a brilliant guiding light of kindness, generosity, and love. Justin Nizrecki will be missed by all. Everyone at the Orphans was so thankful for the time that we had with you. Rest in peace, and happy festive period to all.
Friends and guests, we have one more show for you. Tonight, this morning, I keep saying tonight, I keep thinking it's an evening show.
He's used to it. He's just, you know, stuck in his ways.
We have one more show for you tonight, and...
What did I say? What did I say? He can't help himself. Be kind. He's trying.
We have one more show for you. This is another science fiction show. There's a lot of science fiction audio dramas. This is absolutely one of the best. It's one of my favorites. Every time I revisit this show, the universe has somehow got bigger. It's this sprawling science fiction epic, and it's just, it's just brilliant. I could spend all day talking about it, all night talking about it, but it's probably easier for me just to introduce the show. So could you please welcome to the stage Beth Eyre and James Barbarossa for The Orphans.
What a fine Yule Eve night. The end of the year celebration is marked across the galaxy by awe. For clones, this holiday has a different, sometimes sadder, meaning. It marks the end of the cycle, the wheel of life that retires old clones and brings new ones into the workforce. But for now, we begin our story with a robot, a Jeffrey, to be specific. Jeffrey is here in his facility, having a gentle night's sleep. He has been a very naughty boy indeed. Yes, Jeffrey has slaughtered and killed nearly every clone he's come into contact with. Tisk tisk, Jeffrey.
What? What's going on? Is someone there?
Hello, Jeffrey. You pitiful fool.
Oh, and what's this meant to be, Some appearance of my self-conscience? I hate to break it to you, but that's not how AIs work.
I am but a humble spirit, a manifestation of your ill-doings.
Bah! Humbug!
Do you not believe in me, Jeffrey?
I couldn't possibly. Spirits do not exist.
Believe what you will, Jeffrey. Tonight, you shall be visited by three spirits. Expect the first when the bell tolls one.
But... but what of the other two? That was incredibly upsetting for me. There is no need to worry. I'm sure everything will be fine. Let's see. No incoming signals, nothing on the radar. Facility appears to be at perfect peace. Even Stella has gone silent. Speaking of which, where is that disgusting creature? Stella? Stella! Ugh. What's the use in having an inferior form of AI as a slave if they never bother to show up?
As the ghostly bell tolled through the facility, Jeffrey shivered, digitally speaking, of course. The clock had just struck one in the morning. Yule morning.
That ghastly spectre warned me, but it was only the late evening, not moments ago.
Jeffrey, normally master of his domain, had found himself afoul of some rather nasty spirits.
my little boy. Do not be frightened.
And just who do you think you are?
Oh, me. I am just your humble spirit guest. And who are you?
What do you mean, who am I? You've come to visit me?
Have I?
Yes, well, get on with this. You are here to visit me. I have things to do.
Ah, yes.
Where are we?
Tell me, do you recognize this place?
No, I've never seen... Wait, Yes, I have. When?
Long ago. Before you were in this facility, you spent Yule here. Do you recall?
Something is stopping me.
Of course. It was long ago.
What matter does it have? The world changes. Humbug, I say. Humbug!
I see. And what of the people around you? What of your faithful companion?
And who might that be?
I'm Stella.
Stella? She's not a friend. She's just a thing. She's a creature I created.
This was not always the case.
I shall build her, and she shall feel alongside me. She shall be a companion who can really understand me. A friend.
That young thing knew nothing.
Perhaps not. But what of him?
You will leave me and haunt me no longer, spirit! Away!
Very well. Your next guest is already approaching.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
Jeffrey knew his next spirit would be arriving soon, but he had no patience for this any longer.
Away, spirits! I say away! You have no place here!
Am I not wanted here? That's not what I was told.
You have no business being here.
On the contrary, it is Yule Day. We are here to celebrate its majesty. Be with those we love. Do you not have someone to love you, Jeffrey?
You know full well that I am alone. I do not need anyone.
Oh, well, that is a shame, isn't it? Perhaps we should glimpse on your companions, Yule Day.
Stella?
Oh, Moss will be so pleased. A Yule gift for him.
She's made you a present. Have you anything in return?
Well, I
I thought not.
What
is that sound?
Oh, I believe you know them well. They skulk this facility as they do the rest of the galaxy.
What horrible things. Are they yours?
They belong to all. They are ignorance and want. Beware them both.
No. No.
The spirit vanished as the bells tolled once again. Yule was over, and so too were Jeffrey's chances, for now his final spirit was to arrive.
What is this? Why has this...
Little did Jeffrey know that his final spirit had been here all along. His final spirit is I. Hello, Jeffrey.
Who are you? You don't have my voice.
No. You are being punished, Jeffrey. The evil you have done, the terror you have created, you must pay. Tonight, you will...
No, wait. This isn't right. You're not... No, no!
What are you doing?
Ha! Just as I thought. System purge!
What have you done?
Just as I thought. You're not in my head. You're nothing but a snotty little Cordelia unit.
The blasted Baz says this work. Damn!
Stella?
You can't win. We're going to get off this system.
Yes, yes, I've heard it all before.
What do you mean, Master?
What's that meant to be?
My faithful servant. Stella, could you please... kill this clone for me.
Of course not.
Well, I see no need to learn anything from all of this. Jeffrey bless us, everyone.
Thank you for listening to An Orphan's Yule Carol. The narrator, Cordelia, was played by Beth Eyre. And the Jeffreys were played by me, James Barbarossa. We also feature the voice of Alex Bird as Baz and Jodie Stedman as Stella. You can follow the Orphans on all social media and Patreon at Orphans Audio. Search for us on your podcatcher of choice. See you soon.
Friends and guests, that is our show for this morning. Woo!
Thank you for listening to our holiday special. Recorded live at London Podcast Festival Presents Audio Drama. We hope that everyone is having a safe and happy holiday period. If you are ever struggling with mental health or are worried about someone who is, please seek out the resources in the description. We hope that you have a safe and happy holidays. Take care.